You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I am Dora, and I'm very lucky to host Nice Apple at CITR right now. So they're going to perform, and it's going to be dope. And yeah, that's kind of it. Enjoy.
They were Nice Apple. Look at my feet, I'm feeling complete. Do you need any help? Thanks a lot. I feel like an empty container. Say hi, appear in two. I look at my shoes, I'm feeling confused. Do you need any help? Thanks a lot. Yeah, we're Nice Apple. What's up, student babies? Student body? Wait, I got two.
We're doing this one fast right now? Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thought a lot about all the things that I've done. I've been kicking grudges like a son of a gun. And 5 months later, I've forgiven all sin. Forget what I said to my chagrin. I'm really looking sideways at the places I know. Real good things don't need to die today. I can't help for all the lazy regards. I could be a bit more sorry about a couple of scars. I know.
Now the time for Lolo and Chill. We have a question for the radio world.
Who knows anything about Tim Hortons? And this is also just a question for Tim Hortons if you're listening to CITR. But what is Lolo and Chill? L-O-L-O and Chill. It was on a sign on commercial, and there's no, it's not on the menu if you look online. There's no evidence that this is a product that actually exists, and I really need an answer. It's tearing me apart.
They left you on red on Facebook. Yeah.
I sent them a Facebook message and a tweet, and I haven't heard anything, so. It's really rude. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, is this a new song?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
rock and roll, baby.
We can do it if you want.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Songs for another EP, so maybe. How does it go? Oh.
Wait. Yeah.
What is the cycle, or rather hearty feeling? Look on the disciples, see me smiling and kneeling. Half the dark day pennies and I'll build for what was owing. My head may be empty, but at least my heart is growing. She says I won't ever see things her way. I twitch, getting stronger each day. I know things will only get better together till it's over. in for 2 months, I never had a higher tally. Cleaner, sober, high survivor, 15-hour rally. Bag on bagel, heart unstable, hope is in the gutter. Speaking over email, it is easy not to stutter. He says I won't ever see things your way. I twitch, getting stronger each day. I know things will only get better together till it's over forever. Thanks, we're going to do a little switch.
Close for a moment. They're in my favorite city. The moon is mad and benevolent, side by side up the slight acclivity. The food tastes good after the small rain falls into your mouth. Sweetly confident, you play the notes as you always would.
Anymore, till I think I've been gone too long.
We'll take you out. It's a local haunt. A fold of retrograde doubt as my finger slips on a bold faced font. You told your coldness it was a statue, classy and offset. You hold your
called Nice Apple. Thank you, student body.
Hey!
What's up, Paul?
You ready?
Does this sound? Who knows? Okay, ready? You speak with certainty when you talk. Your friends up in perfect time. last song, but this is going all week with new bands every day at noon. I feel like Dora will be able to fill you in better when they interview us.
Yeah, study hard, stay healthy. Don't do dexedrine. Otherwise, you'll end up like me. Ready?
Yeah. Wait, I'm gonna lower it. Yeah.
Never been there before, didn't fit yet, and you looked at me the same way any other may. Record skipped and replayed as the lint helped punctuate me, opening the door to another reason to go to any other opportunity or possible field of study.
Called Nice Apple.
Okay, cool. That was Nice Apple on CITR 101.9 FM. It's going to play some ads and then they'll be in the studio. And in case you don't speak cat, on Friday, September 20th, CITR Discorder, UBC Film Society, and the Blank Vinyl Project are all joining forces to bring you Cool Cat Chit Chat. It's a fall mingler and listening party hosted by UBC's three coolest clubs. It's free, fun, and all ages. Come by the Hatch Gallery in the Nest on Friday, September 20th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. to chit and chat with some cool cats. Ta-ta! Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be
you. You reminded me about what the most important thing in life is. Do you know what I think it is? Friends.
Here at CITR, friends are really important to us, and when you become a member at CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today and get discounts at The Australian Boot Company, Devil May Wear, East Vanity Parlor, The Bike Kitchen, Virtuous Pie UBC, and Save On Meats. And those are but a few. For more information and a complete list, visit citr.ca/friends.
Keen to repeat a lazy remark.
Okay, so I don't know why I did like an elf voice.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy, mateys. Feeling lost at sea? Well, don't fret. From September the 16th to the 20th, CITR is running Degree Navigator to get you acquainted with some great local bands. Get your timbers shivered at the station every day at 12 p.m. with Vancouver's most trusty stars. On Monday is Nice Apple, Tuesday, Christina Sheldon, Wednesday, Parlor Panther, Thursday, Harley Small, and Friday, Psy. Come by to get your sea legs in the vast ocean of local music. The booty will be bountiful if you consider new knowledge about what's happening off campus booty.
Hi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land, the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. I'm Dora.
I'm Emily.
My name is Lauren.
My name is Gal.
Wow, and who are you? Why are you here?
We're Nice Apple.
We're Nice Apple.
Where are you going?
Oh, yeah, we're Nice Apple from Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Thank you for having
us. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you guys just played in the lounge. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. I don't know what to say.
Degree Navigator.
Really
yeah, that's cool. Is this replacing Live at Lunch, or it's kind of the same? But wait,
it's the same. It's okay. CITR's own special version.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's like it feels lower key. I think.
Yeah, it's nice playing in the station.
Yeah,
I think
thought
so.
We were going to be on a stage outside, and I was scared.
Is there still a Live at Lunch, or is it?
Yeah, okay. we're just not hosting it.
So it's like other bands.
I guess so. I don't really know what's going on with that. Mm. I feel like this stuff happened. I don't know. But I was trying to look up low. Couldn't find anything except it's a low ride or a car. But I think that they're trying to be like YOLO. I don't think it
but
like.
What is the low of the YOLO Lolo?
I don't know.
Like, it's just like, honestly, this has been plaguing me for a week. And I can't, like.
Yeah, didn't you used our friend Eleanor's like Twitter?
Yeah, I Facebook messaged Tim Hortons on like Tuesday. So it was almost a week ago. And they left my message on read. So they read my message, but they didn't respond to me. And then I tweeted at them, and then the only thing I haven't done is actually go into a store, so maybe that's like all I need to do.
Yeah.
That's weird. I've heard that tweeting at people is like really effective. Like they usually are like,
Especially like corporations.
If they cared at all about their customer service and the quality of my life, then they would respond.
I wonder if someone was like in that meeting where they were like, Lolo. And then they were like, that's not going to work. And someone was like, shut up, Tim. Like, it will work. Everyone's going to get it. It'll be so good. So you're just, like, calling Tim out.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it was YOLO and chill, like, why would that mean anything?
Yeah. We'll never know. Whenever you'll know.
No. I have a lot of theories, but they probably are all wrong.
Keep calm and Lolo.
No.
Okay, but this, you guys are here because of Degree Navigator, which is like this little thing. Mm-hmm. But so the question that I want to ask all the bands is, if you were like in class and you had like a stereotypical role, like class clown, what would it be?
Class clown.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say class clown. What would you say?
What would I don't know.
Class puppy.
Class puppy.
I think you'd be the person with like 1,000 pencil crayons wrapped in a bunch of rubber bands.
I mean, I literally have that in my room right now. So,
accurate. I feel like Gal and I would be like wrestling all the time
for number one clown.
Yeah, spot. For number one clown.
Yeah.
And then Lauren would be drawing it. So, scene of our classroom. What would you be, Dora?
I'm probably teacher's pet.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's okay.
That's fine.
That's good.
Yeah. I think I'd be like running for like student council, you know.
Mm.
Were you organizing student council in high school?
I was.
Were you the president?
No. I was the grade 12 rep, but I also just like was a huge stoner, so I just kind of sit there in like a Rastafa sweater and then leave.
I cannot picture you in that.
Yeah, it's in the yearbook. I made it in the yearbook.
Wow.
You should make that public.
Exposed.
Most likely to Lolo.
Do you keep your high school yearbooks?
They're at my parents' house.
Yeah, same.
I've got mine.
Yeah.
Do you ever look at them?
I do for like recon. Like sometimes I see people on the street and I'm like, do I know
you?
And then I like look through my yearbook and it's like half the time I do know them. Like I saw one of my teachers at Value Village yesterday. And I was like, I really wish I had my yearbook so I could confirm.
Fact check.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have grades 1 to 12 in yearbook form.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, I don't really look back at them unless I'm like, well, no, I don't. I just have them.
Don't look back.
Don't look back.
I look at mine because Grimes went to my high school, so I like look at Grimes in my yearbook.
But you guys weren't in the same year, hey?
No, they were 2 years older.
Wow.
Yeah. Her brother, though, is my buddy.
Wow, name shout drop. Out to Grimes. We really
shout
like
out to Grimes.
We really like the new song. I was not sold on the video, but the song is good.
I haven't heard it.
Me neither.
So.
It's fun. It's catchy.
When did it come out?
Like a week ago.
Okay.
With like a cool little music video.
Have you guys been listening to Charlie?
XCX?
Yeah.
Yeah, that came out
on Friday.
No, I've been pretty wrapped up in Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No.
Vroom, vroom.
No.
It's pretty good.
It's, I don't know.
I'll put it on my list of things.
I feel like that Lana Del Rey album would be better if it was more rockin'. Like, if it was less boring, you know?
I kind of love how boring it... Well, I wouldn't even call it boring. It's just, like, slow. And it's just, like, yes. Very nice, slow songs.
I haven't listened. I don't really like Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, me neither.
Have you heard the new... she, like, just released a single with Ariana Grande.
Oh,
yeah. Cyrus.
Oh, that video is so weird. That song is so weird. Everything about that is so weird.
It's so weird.
I was, like, cringing the whole time. I, like, wanted to like it, too, but I just, like, couldn't. It was very goofy.
It was really goofy, and there were moments that was, like, don't you have millions of dollars? Why does this look like this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a part where Ariana Grande's, like, bangs are blowing, and she clearly just, like, wants them out of her face, but she, like, has to keep doing it. And it's, like, this is the best shot that you got of that moment?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
They could just, like, CGI bangs.
They really could.
They should have just
with,
done
like,
that.
With, like, the fur technology from Cats.
Yeah.
They could have made perfect
I mean, that's why
bangs.
They made Cats, so they could figure it out.
Yeah.
For Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Oof.
That's her thing. It's Cats.
I thought it was
a ponytail.
Taylor Swift's thing.
Oh.
Doesn't Ariana Grande have, like, her fans?
She's a pig.
It's a pig?
Yeah.
But why do people wear, like,
it's cute.
Little ears?
I don't know.
To her,
fashion?
Do they?
To her shows, yeah.
Just to her shows?
Yeah. I swear.
Can I Google that?
Yeah, look it up.
Stand by.
I don't believe you.
To know.
Do they light up? Is that?
No.
So, no. Ariana Grande pig ears?
No, it was
I really wanted to see her when she was here. But it was the same day as April Ween.
Oh.
So alas.
Yeah.
And also.
Avril trumps the...
Okay.
What was that a reaction to?
I I don't know, just a baby pig sleeping when I thought I was going to be looking at pictures of Ariana Grande, just like a pig in the dark showed up.
Oh, but it's cute.
It is a cute pig.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll just stay like a baby forever.
Okay, well, that's here's not a YouTube works. Video that says Ariana Grande says why she wears cat ears. So
when is
oh,
that
it was
from?
Cat ears, not pig ears.
2014.
That's like 5 years ago.
Okay,
everything
well,
changes.
I'm old, okay? What's up with Ariana Grande's cat ears? An exploration of her history as a fan of cats.
The musical?
There's a whole YouTube video about that?
Wow. No, there's whole, multiple articles.
Ariana Grande loves the musical Cats. It's like her hype music.
Is she in the musical? Cause,
no.
Oh, it's no. just Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
I can't, like, I want him to say that in the movie because that feels like so Jason. It's like quintessential.
Yeah.
Maybe in the credits they'll let him do it.
Oh, yes. I hope so. Do you think you're going to see that movie?
Who's Jason? Like is he magical no. Mr. Mush?
He's a rum tongue tugger.
Yes, he's rum tongue tugger. Which is like
oh, the sexy cat, right?
Yeah. He's the sexy cat. The, like, you can tell by his moves. He's very sexy and not
yeah,
evil.
There's
well,
like
maybe he's evil.
No plot in the, I don't know. It's just a bad musical.
It
I don't know
like
why they turned
decision.
Into a movie.
I don't know. There are a lot of things in the trailer that were just like ugly.
Yeah.
Like it's like you could have if you were gonna do this, like, why not make it like look wonderful and like kind of like cute,
yeah,
and
not
magical,
like a weird like face
and, like,
filter,
yeah. And like yeah. everything is like weirdly to scale, but in a very unappealing
oh,
way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm excited for this Halloween though, when everyone dresses up like cats. I
yes.
feel like there will be.
Oh,
just, like,
there
I want to go to Granville Street or something. And just be like,
all the butt
will anyone
tales.
Break out in song? Maybe.
It could happen.
Yeah.
I think that they made it creepy on purpose, though. Like, they were like, because the original one is really creepy. Mm. Like, the Broadway musical is really creepy. Mm.
I find it creepy that they're all wearing, like, all the cats are wearing fur coats. Like, people don't need that.
Like, maybe they grew
that,
it
like,
themselves,
a cat that you
though.
Killed?
The cat.
Okay, yeah. Could be. They just didn't get a haircut, and then they groomed it into a jacket. I'm not sure. I wasn't there.
Okay, so I just read the article. Apparently, Ariana Grande does not even own a cat. She has, like, a bunch of dogs, and nobody seems to know why she's obsessed with cats.
Mm.
That's just my. That's what I had to say.
That leads me to believe that she's not. Because if she was, she would have at least one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like that pig is, like, very of a moment.
Mm.
Poor pig.
Poor
is
pig.
Is it still with her?
Yeah.
Sorry. There's either a bug or an electronic thing. Oh, it's an electronic thing. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. okay, so the band Nice Apple, I did have a question, which is, because you guys are all in a lot of bands. Hey. So, like, why? I'm just curious how you prioritize projects.
Nice Apple number one.
It kind of all works out pretty well. Like, I think we practice, like, once a week.
Yeah, we try to.
I don't know. Gal's going on tour with Dumb, so obviously we're not going to be active for a bit, but.
Yeah. Unless you want to take us.
Yeah. Come with
yeah.
Buy a ticket.
You have the beret. You're ready for Europe.
Oh, yeah, true. My head's getting cold.
Sometimes I get angry where I hear, like, a Lucky song that I think could have been a great Nice Apple song. Because Lucky is just Nice Apple, but instead of me, it's Eleanor.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Deuce.
Wow. We're going to fight later. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Try and make time for it as much as I can, but I don't have
yeah.
a lot of time, so yeah.
Books need to be attended to.
Yeah,
and you got to do it.
Nice Apple is definitely the currently the wealthiest band that I'm in. We what? Have over $500 in the bank.
That's so embarrassing.
Is that just from like merch sales?
I think it's just because we never spend it on anything, but we've been a band
yeah.
for like years. Just
hoarding.
Like, maybe merch soon. I don't know. I feel like yeah, figuring out merch is always really, like, stressful because it's like, do people want t-shirts? I don't know. I feel like there's so many t-shirts, but it's also just like, what's fun?
Yeah, we made a nice apple puzzle.
Oh, yeah, we had puzzles, but...
Those were cute.
How many pieces?
Like, it was, like, very 12? Basic. Yeah, it was, like...
Maybe 16?
Yeah, it was, like, a 4x5 puzzle that was just, like, blank. I got 20. Them at, like, an art store in Toronto and was like, oh, yeah, this would be cute.
Are there apples on it?
No, it's, like, you draw on it, so it's just, like, custom. Oh, but I drew apples.
Yeah.
I think there's one that is in, like, graffiti blank, writing. Yeah. There's one with, like, worms on it.
Ew.
Yeah. Cute worms.
Yeah.
Are you excited to go on tour?
Yeah.
How long are you gone for?
I'm gone for a month. I leave on the 25th of September and I come back like November. So I'll miss Aprilween. Or sorry, actual Halloween. I'll miss Halloween, which will be my first time missing Halloween in four or five years. Yeah.
You can take Halloween with you.
Where will Dumb be when on October 31st?
Oh, on October 31st, I'll actually probably already be back. But the Halloween show, the cover show, is on the 26th or 27th, whichever one is a Saturday.
Mm.
I can't remember. And I'll be, like, in Paris.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween yet?
Lauren knows her costume.
I want to be Batman.
That's such, like, a teenage boy answer.
I mean, I really want a cape. I never had a cape costume before, so. Plus at Dresso, there's, like, a million Batman masks to choose from.
I want to make my own.
Okay, well.
And I also want to make the terrible, like, George Clooney and that, like, dude from Grey's Anatomy movie bat. The one with, like, the weird nipple chest plate is so bad. You should paper-mâché that.
You should also paper-mâché, like, a chin.
That would be so great. That would just be so scary.
But that's why they cast Batman.
Maybe like a cool utility belt. Are you saying that I don't have Robert Pattinson's chin?
You don't.
Oh yeah, is he gonna be Batman?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, since when?
I don't know. That was a rumor I heard.
Oh, I hope so.
Maybe you heard it
on the streets
dream.
Of Gotham. Wait, you want it to be Winnie the Pooh,
yeah,
potentially.
I didn't want to say that out loud in case anyone hears, and then I actually have to do it, because basically my plan is to make fur pants and then wear a red t-shirt with fur arms, but I have to make it, and I don't know that I will actually get around to it.
You should steal part of Allie's old Air Bud costume.
She was Air Bud?
Yeah, she was Air Bud, and she just had a lot of fur.
Oh my god. So she probably made pants.
I think she taped or, like, glued fur to some pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This was basically my plan. I was going to get, like, some, like, sweatpants or something or, like, leggings and then, like, sew fur onto them. And I don't know. I just thought it would work. But if Allie still has Air Bud's legs, I would love to borrow them.
Last year was pretty good. There was a lot of, like, Matrix. Yeah. I was Trinity. I think Helen was Morpheus.
That rings a bell.
Yeah. What were you? Do you remember?
Yeah. I hated my costume last year, though. I was fire.
Oh, I love that costume.
Thank you.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one year where Dan On was, he was a beat.
Sick beat.
A sick beat.
Oh, cool.
Like that Taylor Swift song. And then he had
been listening to.
He had like a mask for like a sick person, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
And then he had a beet on his chest, like
it was
the vegetable.
Like,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What do you think's important in a Halloween costume? Because I feel like clever is like. You kind of.
I think
need
commitment.
It.
You could have a really stupid costume, but you need to be committed to it. Like. Mm-hmm. Fire is a stupid costume, but if you commit to it, it's a great costume.
Yeah.
What was the one that won last year? There was, like, somebody that dressed up as Kingsgate Mall, and then their friend dressed up as the condo development. Bye, Helen.
Bye, Helen.
Yeah, someone dressed up as the condo beside Kingsgate.
What is it called?
I don't know.
It's Uptown Tall.
My favorite Halloween costume though was Nicolina dressed up as Lisa Simpson, but like just like a disgusting version. You know, like the Lisa the Simpsons photo where it's like a family dressed up as the
yes,
Simpsons.
Yes, it's so creepy.
But it's just super creepy. It was like that. Yeah.
What's the best costume you think you've ever done?
I'm pretty proud of a few of my Halloween costumes, but I was Bjork in the swan dress in high school, and that was really cool.
Nice.
I must say.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was a social butterfly one year, and I had butterfly wings and, like, a Facebook page taped to my chest.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was okay.
You're supposed to say your best costume.
I just haven't had that many great costumes. When I was young, my mother used to sew me, like, cheetah or bat or, like, full-on animal body suits.
Cute.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. She could make you one this year.
No.
What was yours, Lauren?
I don't know. I was Aaron Carter one year. That was fun.
Oh, that was such a good costume.
And then, yeah, I guess when I was a kid, I don't know. Yeah, I can't think of anything. They were all kind of just regular costumes, like a dog or a cat or Bilbo Baggins or like all these things. Actually, that was a great costume.
Way to bury Lily. Like, Bilbo, didn't you have, like, furry feet or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I was seven.
I'm remembering some pretty sick costumes right now.
Okay.
Okay, so there's this one house party. Sorry. Where Murat came dressed as, like, a priest, like, with the thing around his neck, you know? And then at midnight, he got completely naked, except he had, like, a leaf, like, around his junk.
Oh, my God.
One of those, like, statues that they cut the wieners off of in the Vatican. And then that same party, seven people came dressed as Legolas. But
on purpose?
Yeah, so one person came, like, dressed as Legolas. And then a group of six people came who were all dressed as Legolas together. And they were, like, the one person was like, what the hell? Like... I'm not even part of your crew. And then there was one other thing. Oh, yeah, and then there was a guy dressed as Frodo at that same party as well. So it's
pretty Lodo-themed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the hairy feet always – I didn't want to do it. I was too stressed about it. I did a lot of Harry Potter costumes. I did a lot of twin costumes with Clara. One time Clara dressed up as the color blue because I didn't want to change out of their pajamas. So they just, like – painted their face blue. That was cute.
Nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, why did the blue man group ruin the color blue?
What a riddle.
Yeah.
We've reached the end of the hour. Thank you for coming on.
We made it.
Yeah, thanks for listening. If you are, oh my god.
Shout out to all the listeners out there.
Yeah, tweet at us your Halloween ideas, and we'll tell you if it's garbage or not.
Follow us on Instagram, niceapple.ca.
Hashtag Lolo and chill.
Okay, thank you.